Chapter number 29 and text number 41. Hekaihi upadrutaha nityam jivalokaha स्वभावजैः न करोति हरेः नूनं कथा अमृत निधौ रतिं एकैरुपद्रुतौ नित्यं जीवलोकः
स्वभावजैः
न करोति हरेर्नूनम् कथामृतं निधौ रतिम् एतैरुपद्रुतौ नित्यम् जीवलोकः
स्वभावजैः
न करोति हरेर्नूनम् कथामृतं निधौ रतिम् एतैरुपद्रुतौ नित्यम् जीवलोकः स्वभावजैः न करोति हरेर्नूनम् तथामृतं निधौ रतिम् Because the conditioned soul is always disturbed by the bodily necessities of hunger and thirst, he has very little time to cultivate attachment to hearing the nectarian words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless one is associated with the devotees, he cannot cultivate Krishna consciousness. Nirjan bhajan, cultivating Krishna consciousness in solitary place, is not possible for the neophyte. For he will be disturbed by the bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Being so disturbed, one cannot cultivate Krishna consciousness. We therefore see that the devotees known as sahajiya, who make everything very easy, do not associate with advanced devotees. Such persons, in the name of devotional services, activities, are addicted to all kinds of sinful acts, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. There are many so-called devotees passing themselves off as devotees while engaging in these sinful activities. In other words, one who is influenced by sinful activity cannot accept as a person in Krishna consciousness. A person addicted to sinful life cannot develop Krishna consciousness, as indicated in this verse. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सघना रघुनाथं दन्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखामितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धौ दीनबन्धौ जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्री हरिप्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचारी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। एकै रूप दत्तो नित्यं जीवलोक स्वभाव जयहि न करोति हरेर नूनं कथामृतं निरोधकिं। Because the conditioned soul is always disturbed by the bodily necessities such as hunger and thirst, he has very little time to cultivate attachment to hearing the nectarian words of Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is so simple effect, but it is so sublime to understand that what is meant by durdevam, durdasha, means our position is very precarious because of this engagement in bodily necessities. It never develops or never puts up any attraction to even developing that interest. Naishamatin tavat purukramangri. We will never be able to develop attraction or even have an intelligence to go to hear the nectarian activities of Urukrama. Urukrama means one whose steps are very great, gigantic. They are so attractive but at the same time very inconceivable, so we easily give up. When we cannot run our brain, we said, who cares? Then we start interpreting. Oh, it may be allegorical, or it may be like fairy tales. What is this? But they do not understand the stumbling blocks of such understanding is right within their heart, so much deep down embedded that they have no iota even what to do. So they are not interested. Naishamatin tavat urukkamangri sprashyati anarthopashamam yadartham. Even the subject matter of mati means intelligence towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead will never arise. It is not a subject matter that even a touch of divinity will ever come to him. Sprashyati, as long as anarthopashamam yadartham, for the purpose of our purification, that all the unwanted things must subside in the first place. If that does not happen, that subject matter of attraction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead will never arise, never touch. It will never come to his intelligence. Especially, his intelligence will never dwell, never come into contact, स्पृशति न यदर्थम् उपशमम् अनर्थम् अनर्थमम् उपशमम् साक्षात् भक्तिर् अधोक्षते. Unless and until our anarthas are subsided, then and then the question of bhakti will arise. So, there's thirst, hunger, and always remain disturbed by them. And if we keep on constantly, you know, engaged in those activities which are called the bodily conception of life, for them, the intelligence which is required to think about the transcendental activities which are nectar will never come. Unless and until Mahi Asam Yadi Pada Rajobishankar. If he somehow or other contacts under the association of great devotees and smear the dust of their lotus feet. Nishkin Chananam Navrinita Charat. They are Nishkinjana. Nishkinjana means they have no attachment. They are so free that they do not have any discrimination between one soul to another. They are on the highest platform, that's why they are called Mahiyasam. They are great devotees. And when such non-political, non-partisan, you know, pure spirit soul allows himself, you know, the dust of his lotus feet to be taken by a person who is little bit somehow not drawn in his association, then and then the requisite intelligence will come. Otherwise, no way. Therefore, the role of the devotees is very important. One has to perfect the life, and those who have perfected, only they can give that transcendental touch in this way. This is the root cause that the faith is generated by association of the devotees. Adav Shraddha. It is first and foremost required. In the beginning, there should be faith. So, faith is only cultivated by association. So, here we see that this sense gratifiers or those who are engaged in bodily conception of life only, they will, for them, the requisite intelligence of even thinking about the transcendental nature will never arise. It is also said in the same line, Krishna teaches us in Bhagavad Gita that the occupation for the soul in its transcendental state is one, that is to serve the Supreme and nothing else. That intelligence also will not arise unless he becomes detached from the sense gratificatory activities. So, Bhogeshwari prasaktanam taya aprata chetasam. Those who are engaged or engrossed in sense gratificatory activities of bhog and aishwarya, sense gratification and opulence. They are very alluring. So those who are engaged in such activities, his consciousness is virtually stolen. Aprata means stolen. Means it can be also said that it's destroyed. Consciousness of bodily conception is there. But for hearing the transcendental message will never. So, for the eternal, for the sat, for the absolute truth aspect, it will never come. Vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhavna vidhiyate. Samadhav, however he will try to be intelligent in material ways, but it will never come to accept the supremacy of the Lord. Those who are thus engaged in sex cultivated activities and opulence, for them the occupation of the soul and the resolute determination or intelligence will never arise. There are so many verses. Prahlad Maharaj even speaks, Matimna Krishna Svataha Parato Vamito Vipadyata Brahagyan. The intelligence to Lord Shri Krishna will never arise. Those who are Grahavratas. Grahavratas means sense cultivators again. Svata, by his own endeavor. Parataha, with the help of others. Those who are similarly engrossed in sense cultivators. And the third, even they make a union and make a decision that yes, by our voting we will tell who is the supreme. We will be all right simply by our common opinion. That's how the general populace think and tend to equate the demigods with the Supreme Personality of God. They think everyone is God. Forget. Because they have grahavratis. Adanta Gobi Vishadam Tamishram Punaha Punascha Vikamcharma. Because their senses are unbridled. The bottom line. They are engaged in sense gratification, therefore they are not controlled. They end up chewing the chew. Means they will not get any juice, never get any truth. I'm supposed to speak on the demigods also. And these are so solid instructions, then people feel, threatened, insulted. They are so short-tempered that they think we are criticizing demigods. They think their worship is really reaching to the demigods. But we glorify the demigods. And tell that Krishna tells those who worship the demigods are unintelligent, not the demigods are unintelligent. So we have to credit that. But because Matimna Krishna, they cannot develop the required intelligence to understand the absolute truth which is transcendental in nature. On one side we are told that this transcendental truth is very inconceivable. So however intelligent you are, it is useless to contemplate on. No, but we have to know that why it is so transcendental, why it is so inconceivable. And Rupa Goswami gives a guideline to understand. So if we have intelligence, then those which are affected by the three modes of material nature, they are not transcendental. But this truth has nothing to do with the three modes of material nature. Therefore, it can act on a very superior level. It is beyond the three modes of material nature. So those who are obsessed by the desires of sense gratification and opulence, the required intelligence to discriminate between what is eternal and temporary will never arise. That intelligence is a must for a devotee. Devotee, by all logical argument, they are far superior than common men. Even devotees may not have realized, but because they are on the path of absolute truth, they are situated on the highest platform of ever possible material existence. Highest platform by any comparison of material existence. Srila Prabhupada had to face so many obstacles, but he was so confident and he would not be budged. We take so easy granted that, oh, we are alone, oh, why should I wear dhoti or these, you know, petal suffice or this. Prabhupada said sari for the ladies and dhoti kurta for men. That's correct. A devotee must wear because it will remind of Krishna. Krishna doesn't wear pant and shirt. 2.5 years back, they tried to put Krishna on a jeans and a shirt with goggles and gave him the mobile phone in Vrindavan. Yes. And they were criticized, the pujari was sacked. It went as an uproar because they don't understand. So Srila Prabhupada was facing in the beginning this kind of problem. But the devotees, even though they were not familiar with dhoti kurta, Prabhupada told them that this is a sin. And at that time in New York, there were no dhoti kurta available outside. There were no Indian shops even. Whatever Srila Prabhupada may get, you know, shipment, that's about it. So, the devotees were intelligent. Even though they did not have dhoti kurta, they would wrap around them bed sheets and go out on the street in Harinam. Of course, that was looking awkward. But doesn't matter. It's dhoti kurta. They didn't have even tulsi leaves. So Prabhupada told them, go in the curio ship and shop and get the beads, which are for decorations. You string yourself the beads. And they were string. See the devotion. So, when they were chanting on the streets of New York, and people were onlooking them, and they were surprised, but they ignored in the beginning. Prabhupada told, first they will ignore you, then they will laugh at you, then you are still carrying on this activity of Harinam Sankirtan, then they will try to disturb you. And then they will prosecute you. Prabhupada told so openly. But these devotees were confident, even though they look weird. And they were shouting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from the top of their lungs on the streets and playing the drums. They do not know how to beat up the drums. Still, they were doing it. They were not expert in playing drums even. They banned it. So, Samahananda, one of the devotees, had courage because it was a little difficult. He was sensitive and he said, Prabhupada, we go like this and people are, you know, laughing at us, criticizing this. And Prabhupada said, yes, they are so foolish they do not know. The most intelligent people are dancing on the streets. Prabhupada told them. It's a courage to go. We are going on Harinam today, right? Good. But it is very important to understand that simply by the mercy of a pure devotee, how the faith is generating. Sa Matim Nakrishne Paratosatova. So those who do not know that their ultimate selfishness, real selfishness, is Vishnu, what they will do? Nate vidhu svartha gatim ki Vishnu durashaya e bahiratama. They will be so hopeless and miserly that they will look for somewhere else, outside Krishna. And they lead a blind life, guided by another blind, and they all fall into the ditch of repeated birth and death. They have no iota of eternity, even though they are eternal soul, but miserly as they are, they want to enjoy right here and all of it, never to be satiated. Never to be satisfied. Some people understand, but I will have at least this much enough. I will be satisfied. But no will be allowing him to get satisfied. It's a vicious chain of reaction that he does not know. If you become a millionaire, the government is after you. Everybody is after you. You have to engage your money in investment schemes. You can't keep it floating, otherwise people will steal. That's how the investment started. Means other authorized people can steal your money by investing. So in this way, they end up making more to cover and support others, and he will never be free from it. So 1 million is not enough. Not enough. Never. So they are always disturbed by the hunger and thirst, means of all kinds, and they never take to the path of hearing the transcendental glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are others also. There are those who are so deep down sunk into the ignorance, like a butcher. He will not be able to chant the glorification of the Lord. Actually, this glorification of the Lord is the only medicine that has been to be taken from the ear. And it will give solace to the heart. Manovirahat. Bhavaushadhi chotra manovirahat. Shrutra means ears, but Bhavaushadhi, the holy name is called Bhavaushadhi. Shrotra manobhirama ka uttama sloka gunanuvada means uttama sloka. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always sung in the choicest poetry, is gunanuvada, means the description of the transcendental qualities and activities of him, who will not be able to chant. Puman virajita bina pashugna, all people but a pashugna, means a killer of the soul, he will not be able to glorify. So deep down ignorance, which is also caused by nefarious activities of killing a butcher. A butcher does not live or die because he is existing in front of death all the time. Neither he lives nor he dies. It's his ghost. A ghost cannot express his desires and takes up an active role. Cannot. He's in a hanging state, suspended state. And he cannot alone enter, you know, in anybody's body. Unless one is a very weakly mentally, he can possess. But otherwise, no. If somebody is a weak person, means his one's mind is distorted totally, cannot think for one's own self, even little selfishness, then such hanging spirit can take over. But most of the normal people, they do have the strength to keep away. Because at least positive desires, when we are with positive desires, there's no problem. Nothing can hurt us. But if the desires are not fulfilled and we remain only negative, then somebody can take over. Suppose too much depression, hopelessness and other things arise. Then how come this state is prolonging so much? Then we look like zombies. Because those desires are not satisfied and we are still attached with it. So we can't take it. Positive action, either to fulfill the desire, and we has apathy all around us. So in this way, a subtle body, hanging, suspended body, can easily take over. So sometimes multiple personality syndrome comes in a person that looks like normal but not acting normal. Or, you know, when he one is in association with the stronger, you know, people, he acts differently, and as soon as one is alone, he acts differently. So there are multiple personality syndromes there. This is all psychology, parapsychology, and other situations are there. But if we are in association with positive desires and, you know, directing to Supreme Personality of God and His talks, His attributes, if we are given chance to cultivate, rest assured, nothing can disturb us. Actually, transcendental nature is superior nature than even the last tamasic more of ignorance. So a butcher exists in the total mode of existence, mode of ignorance. So he cannot glorify the Holy Name. We can't anticipate him to glorify the Holy Name. There might be some exceptions. Sometimes we hear the stories. I read a story that in Hong Kong, the butchers were bringing one bull to slaughterhouse. But they heard the bull crying like a human being and telling them not to take. Please, please, he was. And however they tried, but he would not budge. And he would profusely cry like a human being. So it melted the heart of the witches. And witches say, wow, he looks like a human being, but I think we should spare him. So they went around and raised some funds to keep his life and keep him safe somewhere. So it's like that. And some stories, who knows validity of anything, but it circulated in ISKCON. Anyway, so Rati is Akarshan. Rati means attraction to them. We saw, and we were talking yesterday also, the attraction takes us to bhakti. First should be faith, then attraction, and then bhakti. Satam prasanga mamabhi sambhida bhavanti radhikarana rasayana katha tajyoshanavam apavargavartamni shraddharati bhakti anukramashyati. Anukramashyati means one after another. It's a sequence. First, it generates pertinent faith to understand the transcendental nature. Only the association of the pure devotees. That was Kapildeva. He's telling the devotee that in the association of pure devotees, the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be observed, you will receive, because through the transcendental topics which are going to be discussed, they are full of such strength. They are glorious, but the real strength is there. So we obtain this transcendental strength in association with the devotees only. There is no outside comparative, you know. Where the transcendental topics are not discussed, we should not go there. You know. So, tajyoshanavam apavargavartamani, the path of liberation will be open. And requisite faith, attraction and bhakti will develop in progression. So, what is Rati? In perverted understanding, Rati is called, Rati is the wife of Kamadeva. In perverted form, in material, like Kamadeva's wife is named Rati. Kamadeva means the Cupid. There are two forms of Cupid. Original Cupid in the transcendental nature is Krishna. And Brahma was inducted into initiation by Kamadhyatri. But in the material nature, Kamadeva is supposed to be the demigod of sex life. Even demigods invoked by trick, this Kamadeva. So Lord Shiva and Parvati can beget Kartikeya. Kartikeya is the embodiment of moral passion. And demigods require that, because he will become commander-in-chief of the army. They did not. Lord Shiva objected to that, this treacherous plan. But he was victimized. He counteracted by burning the Kamadeva. You know, he burnt him to ashes by opening his third eye. The third eye is transcendental eye. He is the Lord Shiva. By opening the third eye, means the eyes of transcendental knowledge, he diminished the effect. So simultaneously, Lord Shiva satisfied the need of the demigod. Kartikeya was born, but he was still brahmachari. The effect of sex life can be only mitigated by the eyes of transcendental knowledge. And this Kamadev, his wife's name is Rati. So anybody, any materialistic person, simply he is attracted by the feminine nature of sex life when it is that way presented. The Vedic dress was to prevent a false attraction either to masculine or feminine gender in order to protect, cover. Even Radharani, we can't show her feet to speak of other dressings. We have to be very, very careful. We can't put whimsical dressing. Perfection in chastity should be always observed. Srila Prabhupada would not tolerate anybody dressing other way. And we saw the example of Lord Krishna, dressed in jeans and so now one time we know Kirtananda Swami at that time wanted to dress Krishna in tuxedo. Black tuxedo. Wanted to offer. But there was big uproar, lot of resistance. Similarly, when he put crown on Srila Prabhupada and dressed him as king, you can't relate the transcendental nature. So there are some whimsical ideas which are not tradition, but tradition is to protect the chastity in every aspect. And even now so many experiments they were undertaken to do like this. Initially, it came out as a separate institution which is not following Srila Prabhupada, and that was highly, highly criticized. And even once they were separated. So the idea is that we have to be very, very careful in understanding this false attraction and allurement. But the true attraction, the transcendental attraction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is only through the transcendental narration, not otherwise. Lord Krishna, Krishna Katha, Katham Ritam Nidho. The story is not only containing within a book form. Because it gives a devotee the immense realization. So the realized knowledge is very unfathomable also. And every living entity, if thus strength can realize in their own respective relationship with the Lord. So, what kind of attraction is that? What kind of attraction is that? Rati. The same word is there. But this is called transcendental attraction. You know, a soul is attracted in true knowledge, and soul is attracted in ignorance. So, these are saying similar type of words, slokas that come often in order to keep on establishing with firmness the process right from foundation. We are revisiting so many verses like that. And the description will be there again. The same principle we revisited in order to foster the platform of bhakti. This is the foundation. Anybody has any question?
The Western world is very interested in things that's offered around the attraction between two partners. So how does a devotee make things bearing on that?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, far west you go, people are more degraded. They are degraded in false attraction. Right? Degraded through false attraction. But can you imagine what kind of powerful personality Srila Prabhupada was in such a humble state of his presentation? What a profoundness that he was able to attract. It's not coincidental. Generally, people of Mayavad say, oh, he was present at the right time when the right necessity was there and right. But come on, it's not coincidental. Transcendental topics are not matters of coincidence. They are planned, pre-planned, and they are told by transcendental personalities only. So you refer Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they all forecasted. And they are recorded. Do you think it is less important than so-called triviality and logical thing? This is not logic. Right time, right now. There were so many wrongs were going on. Why none of the reasons were applied there? And why only one particular place? And many attempts were happening other places too. But it did not materialize. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj sent two in the West. Prabhupada's senior god brothers. Bon Maharaj and another was Vilas Maharaj. One went to Berlin in Germany and another went to London. But both have problems, you know. Actually, they adopted their dress. And something reverse happened. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj had to send money from India to Europe so they can survive there and preach. They can generate even money. Such spiritual thing, it is very inconceivable. They were looking like gentlemen, you know, go in tie and suit and everything was there. They themselves, I don't know. And Prabhupada, when he came to New York, and he was also suggested to change his dress, but Prabhupada said, no. I have come here to give them something, not take anything from them. So, the inconceivable power that can give the impact in the uncivilized life of so-called civilization of Sanskrit education. Powerful, you know, impact of spiritual nature was there. And that was conveyed by Srila Prabhupada. Why he chose USA and New York especially? Because the two major cities in the Europe, you know, couldn't do anything, you know. Something is only great in the name, you know, but the real greatness is by the humility. You know, Srila Prabhupada exhibited that. But Krishna favored So we see the attraction even to the those who are exposed to the maximum sense gratification, the power of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare, was attracted to the people. It is the mercy of Lord Krishna. The hippies easily took up. And such hippies like Timothy Leary and what's the other one? Yeah, Allen Ginsberg. They came in association of Srila Prabhupada. You know, they helped Prabhupada promote Hare Krishna Mahamantra elsewhere, even though they themselves did not take seriously. But they must have been benefited, no doubt. For such a Gyan Sukruti, they will be favored to get another secure birth in, you know, so they can progress in the spiritual life. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, far west you go, more degraded people will go. Paschimere desh mudha anachar. Anachar. Vyabhichari. Those who do not know how to act. They act uncivilized. in any situation, Hare Krishna Mahamantra works. That is the conviction. It's not just try. No, it will work.
Now, sometimes I know Prabhupada very strongly criticized the activities of the hunters, but I think he, at some point he also said that even still that they're chanting Hare Krishna, they're still, you know, they're still and focusing on Krishna, they make some sort of
but it will take a long time. Generally, sahajiyas, they wanted to imitate spontaneous devotional service. Haridas Thakur says that after many, many yugas, they may achieve to sthayi bhava. Yes. So, they are a kind of devotee. But generally, we consider them in the neophyte state. Unless and until one is purified senses. Sahajiyas don't care.
So in here, this purport, I think Prabhupada's making comment that, because we the idea that we want to take, Sahajiya wants to take something cheaply.
Mm.
But it also seems to be, you know, because of ego, we want to exhibit as more on a spontaneous platform, or maybe we get bored with following regulative principles or something, but it's there in our heart, isn't it, that tendency
In every life, he will be bombarded with the thirst and hunger, the need of sense gratification. So, unless and until the soul becomes realized that now let me try this way is not working. Or even the soul's desire can only be quenched in its purest form of interaction. You know, and in sahajiya there's always some kind of, you know, disturbance. Just like sahajiyas may be eating sweet rice mixed with sand. Means they must be disturbed every time. The taste is sweetness, but it cannot be relished because the sand is coming. To remove the sand particles, he has to work. You know, how long he will keep on eating sand? One who does not discriminate, say like lower animals, such as pigs and others, they can eat anything mixed with dirt. So it's their gross ignorance. So even in the subject matter of the transcendental nature, if they are taking the name, holy name, but along with, you know, so many material conceptions, they are mixing transcendental nature and material nature together. But again, the taste will not be the same. It is a disturbance there. So generally, if they want to avoid the Sruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatri Ki Vidhi Vina Aikanti Hare Prati Utpatta Atkalpate, it will definitely create disturbance in the society, the sahajiyas. Sahajiyas, and there are examples in the history, how come Nityananda Nagaris became defunct? Sikhi Beki in Advaita Sampradaya. Even in Vallabha Sampradaya, the Haveli people, if you know, anybody knows, they are mainly located in Gujarat and Mumbai. You know, they cultivated some abominable practices of Rati. The first and foremost, when a girl is married, she is first offered to the priest instead of the husband. And that became a very disturbing practice. So they were highly criticized. But it goes in the name of devotion. So, ideas, they can't make any impact in the impious lives. Rather, they add to the impious lives.
Just also the idea that we can have that subtle influence with sahaja in our own heart and tend to seek out, because we think we're more advanced than what we are or whatever, seek out some literature to focus on and how to balance that with
The association of pure devotee, that's why I require for protection against such outflow. We may not be able to control our flow, but somebody else will be helping us to control, correct us from time to time.
Because once recently in Sunday's Eve class, this was brought up for discussion, somebody said, well, we hear on one side we have to hear topics of Krishna, and on the other side we have to be very careful to avoid just focusing on these topics and going through the Bhagavatam very carefully before we attend Canto. So I thought that.
No, it does. Our progress is a natural progression, not jumping over. Suppose somebody wants to hear about let me give you it happened day before yesterday, yesterday itself in the morning, somebody came and asked me, Maharaj, I want to do something in the terms of Rasa Lila. I said, forget it. You can name Krishna Lila. There's a distinction. One wants to put up the highest claim of Krishna's Rasa Lila and just to project or to promote some. But I said, there are so many other lilas, why don't you think so? And he was convinced. So, like that, it's important. We want to do so many things, but can you imitate Rasa Lila?
Okay. So we want to hear, and there's so much literature now that's coming available within ISKCON.
That's correct.
That has very, it's more like Raghunuga Bhakti platform.
Yes.
Which is part of
that's
the
correct.
Tradition
but if,
anyway.
Right, right. Unless and until one has proper mindset. We had discussion. I mean, Shivaram Maharaj brought out a few books, and I specifically asked. I have the books, but I never read. I'm afraid to enter into such subject matter. But it doesn't mean that one should not try. One may be wrong, but nobody is discussing on it. Neither anybody is applauding such effort. Neither Shivaram Maharaj talks anything about that in public class or anything.
They all his disciples got and we all bought when they came out.
Yeah. that's correct. But it's a nice attempt, but we reserve the right to dwell into or not, And I keep in my library, and nobody knows because it's a, it's a very sensitive subject matter. Right. But you'd think he might have enough, you know, courage and protection. So he took the liberty. But I don't think his disciples also were propagating such ideas or anything, or acting in that way. No.
They are all based on Acharya's purport to the 10th canto, aren't they?
Yeah, but in Hungary, they are going to square one, ground bottom, you know, platform, start from, you know, Varnashram system. Is one to come and put up the proposal on a very practical side, nothing touching about the lofty ideals of transcendental fellows. He made the GBC to spend 10% of their qualitative time in agriculture.
That would be the last meeting. Yeah. So that's across the board for all the
finances. Yeah, but he knows, he's aware. And he, you know. So, nothing can be, you know, I mean, if, even though such literature is there, but we cannot. So, 3 years back, there was a question by the chairman of the GBC on behalf of all about the progressive aspect of devotional service, and Sri Ram Maharaj was given a task, just present, that what should we meditate while we chant Hare Krishna? Yeah? Should we meditate on Krishna, his pastimes, or what? But he very cleverly put up a slideshow and very nicely explained that it's according to the stages, and as far as the rati the aspect came in the Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, then one who is just a beginner, who is not a steady chanter, he should meditate on the sound vibration alone. But one who is initiated, he is committed to chant 16 rounds minimum, he should also be advised to meditate on the sound vibration. But those who have, the steady chanters who have eradicated anarthas and came to the platform of rati, you know, nishtha, then he can meditate on Krishna's form, you know, then qualities and pastimes. But Srila Prabhupada warned and he showed, you know, that unless and until one has eradicated the radaroga kama apahanati, the disease of the heart, which is calm, you know, material lust from his heart, he should not enter into the lila aspect.
So that's also Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking about in Srila Bhajan Rahasya.
Yes, that is the same thing. Because that that is told by Sukadeva Goswami in 10th canto itself, unless and until radaroga kama apahanoti, it's not there, it is not anybody's business to enter into such topics.
Is this,
is
it, was the PowerPoint presentation available for the rest of us to
That's
access?
Correct.
Yeah, we can see it tonight.
Yeah, I have it in my computer. But it's a very nice presentation. Prabhupada's quotes are there. I have used several times. You know. do you have a projector here? LCD projector?
We have a big monitor. We can put
oh, yeah, we can do that.
So even tonight, we can do that.
Yeah.
Sunday
feast
or Bhakti Vrikshit class?
Bhakti Vrikshit would be better.
Yeah.
I'm
dependent
on
Sunday feast class.
I have
a
projector.
Are we going to have three?
We should have three.
Yeah. But you need,
But I don't have a computer.
No,
you
have the computer, and if we can connect it, that's fine. We need to test it out. Otherwise, we have got this big monitor.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it should develop naturally. It's a progressive. The energy is from transcendental sources. And energy is very dynamic. It is not stationary. Energy gives you push. Isn't it? But let transcendental energy push you, not material energy. So our desires are purified. Then transcendental energy will push us. If our desires are contaminated by material energy, then material desires will push us to make an effort. The process is the same. In either aspect, the process is the same. Adho, Shraddha, Tato, Sadhu, Sangha. All the 9 steps in perfection to achieve, even in material life, these 9 processes are there. It's a natural progression. So, in the spiritual life, we'll see. We'll discuss those things too. Very natural. Nothing artificial. So, one who wants to make a little hasty step might be pushing his own desires. Also, no doubt. But we have to maintain a respectful situation in such a case. You know, that one, on one behalf we are told that this is such a territory, even the angels fear to tread in. How come we? Right? The 10th canto is the face of the Lord. We can't approach that without going through the lotus feet, right? We are told that. But yet Srila Prabhupada gave the summary study of the 10th canto and Krishna trilogy, you know, but in a very well protected. But to cultivate the meditation, one has to look into the deep mood that Sukadeva Goswami has been describing in the Ras Panchayat, Hyayani and other things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already told that if you want to, you know, worship, worship in the mood of gopis. But do you have to go directly because it's such an order? No. We are supposed to be Rupanugas. Rupanuga means go through Vaidhi Bhakti, which includes after Rati, Asakti, Bhava and Prem are supposed to be called spontaneous portion of the Vaidhi Bhakti. Vidhi means method. Very methodical devotional service, not whimsical. Generally those who are sahajiyas, they go, oh well, they immediately, instantly get snap and start acting and, you know, asakti bhava. But he's so temporarily lived that he makes a fool out of himself. total worship behaviors. We have to control the sahajiya tendencies. Some people simply cry for nothing. Even these bhavas are coming for other devatas also. Can you imagine? And those who are not devatas, they are man-made bhagavans, they also get for them. So where will you draw the line? Where will you draw the line? All the sahajiya bhavas, and those who do not believe, they also get it. Anybody, an atheist also can get it. It's such a hodgepodge. In Hinduism, anything goes. So we were talking that in ISKCON also anything goes, huh? I know, Prabhupada gave us protection.
In the practice of the process of Krishna consciousness process, at least for the practitioner, sometimes it's easier to follow the rules of revelation in a gross way, it's easier. But for the subtle aspect, and the same gratification, in the subtle bhata form, we are more aware of that, like they are like an artist. So how we can be aware, increasing aware, and aware, self-analyze?
Well, when you become awakened by the holy name, you are not going to sleep again. You will not be able to sleep again. The holy name is after you, because you have allowed the holy name to act upon us. It is inconceivably cleansing us. You know, inconceivably. We may not be able to understand that, I was in such a condition before 10 years back and see, but never be contented to that. Otherwise, again, false trap of Maya will dictate you. You know, so therefore our surrenderedness through humility is very important to cultivate simultaneously to be protected from false notion. You know, it is very inconceivable that how it cleanses, but it does, that is a fact. So we don't calculate or measure or artificially try to understand and explain that we think this way and that way. No. When the modes are gone, you know, it's the effect of the transcendence. And that what Bhagavatam says, so we can quote only that, that this happens. You know, tadā rajastamo bhāvā kāmalo bhādasya cheta ete anāvittam sthitam sattve prasiddhati. We will be situated in more of goodness all the time. We'll be at peace all the time. But the devotional service should be continued. Can't be content. People who try to put up a limit because they are harboring other desires, so they don't want to be taken over by the holy name. No. It means half-cooked, you know, situation will be there. If you are getting cooked up, then cooked up. Get fried totally. Fire of devotional service, let it consume all our material conceptions. Like that. It's ever progressing. At least you know that you are in the right direction. Yes, you have to. Yeah, that's why one has accepted the Guru. So, good. All right. Shri Prabhupada, the key.